U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Monday that the U.S. position is that the Israeli settlements are in line with international law, but the United Nations is not having any of it. Here's Rupert Colville, spokesperson for the UN Human Rights Agency.
As part of the UN Secretariat, we continue to follow the long-standing position of the United Nations that the Israeli settlements are in breach of international law. Change in the policy position of one state does not modify existing international law, nor its interpretation by the International Court of Justice and the Security Council.
Michael Link, UN Special Rapporteur for Human Rights in the Palestinian Territory, warned that the American government's decision may be the last nail in the coffin of the two-state solution. I'm Li Ling Tan in New York.